This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming today, and we head back to Grand Rapids in Michigan to touch base with Ben Hammer. Ben, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated. You mentioned in our first chat that you're fairly new to swimming, so out of the three disciplines, it's probably the one where you're getting the biggest sort of gains on. What's been your biggest struggle when it comes to the swim in an Ironman?
Just that you can't approach it like the bike or the run, where working harder doesn't necessarily make you any faster. I had the experience, I think, that a lot of new swimmers have, where you see somebody in the lane next to you who maybe isn't quite as fit as you are or spending as much time working out as you are, and they're swimming a lot faster than you are. Just dialing in that form is so important, as opposed to just getting in and working hard.
What are some of the things you've done to really improve your form and get better in the water?
I think probably one of the best pieces of advice that I could give that really helped me is joining up with a master swim program. A lot of places have those, and they continue to become more popular. But I would encourage anybody out there who's looking, just look up a master swim class, because oftentimes what that does is not only does it give you the camaraderie of being able to train with other people, it also gives you a lot of other people who are watching your stroke and able to provide some feedback for you. And it probably won't be anything that's incredibly dramatic right away, but you'll make slow incremental gains, and your form will get better by being around other people and having them share with you, what they're noticing and what you need to fix.
What is it that you're working on in your swim right now?
I tend to cross over a little bit with my left arm, and my right entry isn't all that great as well. So my hand entry is really important, and like probably about 90% of other people, my pull continues to need a lot of work.
All right, fantastic. Workouts, what do you love doing in the water?
Brad, I wouldn't say I love it, but I think for me, one of the most effective workouts has been, it's nothing exciting, but just doing a big block of 100s after you're warmed up. I think it's a really great way to improve your fitness. So, picking a time interval that you're a goal time interval that you're going to swim them on, and then starting the next one consistently each time, and maybe doing 20 by 100 or even 30 by 100. Again, it's not an exciting set, but I find that it builds fitness really nicely in the pool.
Fantastic. Well, Ben, it's brilliant, those tips. Thanks for sharing them with us, and we look forward to chatting about your bike next time out here on the Kona Edge.
Thanks a lot.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now. We'll be right back.